novel predictors and clinical outcomes of permanent pacemaker implantation following transcatheter aortic valve replacement, TAVR. This article was based on a recent study titled Cardiac Conduction and Rhythm Abnormalities Post-TAVR CRAPT Study, which was conducted in a community hospital in central Wisconsin, Midwestern United States. It is known that conduction abnormalities requiring permanent pacemaker are short-term complications following TAVR. However, their clinical outcomes remain conflicting from several studies. Potential novel predictors of post-TAVR pacemaker requirement like non-specific interventricular conduction delays and supraventricular arrhythmias have been poorly studied. Hence, the aim of the study was to specifically evaluate the effects of pre-TAVR non-specific interventricular conduction delay, supraventricular arrhythmia, and comorbidities like type 2 diabetes mellitus, and determine the impact of post-TAVR pacemaker implantation on clinical outcomes of heart failure hospitalization, myocardial infarction, and cardiovascular mortality at 1 year post-TAVR. This was a retrospective cohort study and found that the patients with pre-TAVR type 2 diabetes mellitus and QRS duration more than 120 milliseconds, regardless of the presence of right or left bundle brand morphology, are at increased risk of permanent pacemaker requirement post-TAVR. And they had a statistically significant adjusted odds ratio of 2.16 for type 2 diabetes mellitus and 2.18 for non-specific interventricular conduction delay more than 120 milliseconds QRS duration. The study also demonstrated a linear association between post-TAVR pacemaker incidence for every 20 milliseconds prolongation in QRS duration, more than 100 milliseconds. We also found that at 1 year post-TAVR, patients with pacemaker implantation had higher risks of heart failure hospitalization and non-fatal myocardial infarction. However, there was no difference in mortality between patients with pacemaker following TAVR and those without. Therefore, in light of the expanded indication for TAVR and the clinical and economic impact of pacemaker implantation, multidisciplinary heart team should meticulously risk stratify pre-TAVR patients regarding risk of post-TAVR pacemaker requirement using this novel evidence. Thank you.